from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. I'm live inside Kauffman Stadium, just hanging out. Quentin, you don't know what it's like to be at the stadium when no one else is at the stadium. I'm literally just sitting here. The only people that are here work here. I mean, I understand. There's no reason for you to be at the Royals game 4 hours early if you don't need to be or getting paid in some capacity. But there were a couple of people here, so I saw the Angels as they pulled up on the team bus, and there was a handful of people trying to get autographs from them. But it's just me sitting here in the I'm actually not inside the stadium. I'm just outside the stadium. You know, on the first base side where if you were going to pick up your tickets, I am right there. So if you are coming out to the stadium later today, you want to say hello, I will be sitting here until 6 o'clock. Coming up in exactly 1 hour, Nate Taylor of The Athletic will be here. Coming up at 5 o'clock, everybody that works on 96.5 The Fan will be here. I have no clue how that's going to go, but you know what? We're going to have fun nonetheless. All right, let's get to this. It's over for Kadarius Toney. I know the Chiefs have tried and tried and tried to make this work. They tried to put him at kick return. They tried to put him at punt return. They've tried to put him at running back. They've had him be a wide receiver. They've tried to use him sparingly. They have done everything in their power to try to get as much juice out of that fruit as humanly possible. I understand. You spent a third-round pick on a player. He has shown you some explosiveness. I get wanting to get a return on your investment. Brett Veach, if you are listening, it is over. Andy Reid, if you are listening, it's over. If you know either one of those individuals, I want you to send this segment to them and let them know that Kadarius Toney has no role on this team. None. If you guys are wondering why I'm so hard on Kadarius Toney, can I just share one statistic with you guys? I might even share two if you will allow me to. Go ahead and sit down for a little bit. Let me share a statistic with you. Kadarius Toney did not play in the first preseason game. He was hurt. So they only have three. He missed one preseason game. All right, it's fine. It happens. You know, injuries are going to happen. He got into the second game. Quentin, he committed two penalties on the same play. Illegal formation. Bruh, how many times are you going to line up illegally? You cost the Chiefs a game last year because you lined up illegally. And we still don't know where to stand. We still don't know how to line up correctly. So that's just one of the penalties. He lined up illegally, and then they still ran the play. Then he got called for holding. Bruh. One snap, two penalties. All right, you know what? That happens. You know, that happens. I'm not going to get too upset about it. He had one catch. Quentin, out of curiosity, how many yards do you think that Kadarius Toney got with his one catch? Maybe you don't have the stats up the way that I do.
I don't how have many? It in front of me, but I'm going to guess like -4 because I remember that play because he got blown up in the backfield.
-4 yards.
All right.
So you were telling me that Kadarius Toney, when he was in on offense, he committed two penalties on one play. He got one catch. He lost yards. Oh, yeah. He did have a punt return. He got 7 yards. So if we were doing a plus minus like he is a basketball player, he got a negative yardage plus minus. He was playing for the Lions. This is the second time in the last calendar year he has played for the Detroit Lions, which would be good if he lived in Michigan, but he lives in Mission. And he's playing for the Lions. Please, please get Kadarius Toney as far away from the Kansas City metropolitan area as possible. I will help you move him. I don't just want him out of Kansas City proper. I want him out of Kansas City, Kansas. I want him out of Olathe. I want him out of Gardner, Lone Jack. I don't know where he is from, but please get Kadarius Toney off the team. Some of you might be saying, well, Carrington, he's one of the most explosive players he's got when he's healthy. When is he healthy? We can't keep saying when he's healthy. Stop telling me this. He wasn't healthy in Florida. He wasn't healthy for the Giants. He hasn't been healthy with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's not good. So far, in joining the Kansas City Chiefs, when he touches the ball, his average catch with the Chiefs is 8.3. Last year, it was 6.3 yards per catch. You guys don't understand how bad that is as a wide receiver. Please, Andy, I know. I'm not even saying this is speculation. I know you guys have somebody that listens to this show. I know you do. Whoever that person is this season, because it could be a new person, please pass this message along to Andy. Please pass this message along to Brett Veach. Please get Kadarius Toney away from us. You don't need him. You don't need him anymore. If you want an average receiver with decent speed, you've got 6 of those people on the team. You can't have Cornell Powell do this. You can't have Nico Remigio. If you right now are on the text line, 913-586-7610, and you disagree with me, I want you to call up right now and tell me the why you want him around. Hell, I'll give you a pizza if I like your answer of why you would keep Kadarius Toney around on this roster. And if your answer is kick or punt return, bruh, stop it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want him around. You've tried to make it work long enough. You've tried to make it work with Kadarius Toney. It does not work with Kadarius Toney. I'm asking you, I'm begging you to please get him off the team. You guys are focused on the wrong things. You guys are worried about behind-the-back passes in the preseason, and I'm trying to figure out how you get two penalties on one play and you had -4 yards receiving.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do they just – from a Chiefs, do the Chiefs cut him? Do they just do a – do they trade him for a conditional 7th? Do they do a little like one of those my failed player for your failed player type trades? What do the Chiefs do from here?
You have – if there is a team – if there's a team right now that would trade for Kadarius Toney, I'm telling you he would have been off the team the moment you get that phone call. If you are Brett Veach and you're just sitting there and it's – you just get a call. You're like, oh, hey, and it's the general manager of the Saints. I don't know his man's name. He just calls you. And you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Hey, is Kadarius Toney going to make the team? I don't know. Well, you know, we're a little thin on failed first-round wide receivers, you know. We'd love to take them off your hand. How does a sixth-round pick sound? If Brett Veach got off that phone call without saying yes, his position should be terminated right now. I'm serious. He should be terminated right now. If there's an NFL team that would give you a sixth-round pick for Kadarius Toney and he's still around right now, fire Brett Veach. Kadarius Toney has no role on this team. I'm not even sure if he has a role in the National Football League. I'm not joking. We've seen Kadarius Toney in two different situations. He has played 3 years in the National Football League. He has 82 catches for 700 yards. Kadarius Toney did one cool thing one time. And it was great. It was very cool. He did one cool thing one time. But it's over, bro. They won another Super Bowl since then. And he did nothing to help them win that one. So we can move on from this. I don't want to spend all day ranting and raving about this, but I feel passionate about this. I'm serious. If you know Brett Veach, if he goes to the same country club as you, the same restaurant as you, I want you to walk up to him right now and say, hey, I was listening to the radio earlier today. They got this new all-sports station on the FM, 96.5 The Fan, their host. I can't remember what his name was, but he was saying that you guys should fire Kadarius Toney and just walk off. That's all I need for you to do. You don't got to do anything else. Nothing more, nothing less. Coming up on the other side, we're going to talk about more failed players. Keep it right here. It's The Drive. Welcome back in on 96.5 The Fan. You are listening to The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. So I said before the break, I said if you can call in and give me a good enough why for Kadarius Toney to continue to remain on the roster, I'll give you a pizza. Two people have decided to take this challenge. Quinn, I will let you be the deciding factor if these people deserve a pizza or not, because I go into it with the bias. I don't think there's a good enough why. But if they can convince you that it's a good enough answer, we'll give them the pizza. That is a rule that we will give on the show. Before we do that, I would just like to make one very, very quick point. So I am outside Kauffman Stadium right now for when people walk in. So if you want to come by, say hello. I will be sitting out here. I'm right in front of Gate D. Man, whoever had the idea of selling bottled water, genius. Water is something God gives us for free. It rains. You go to the river, the creek. Somebody had an idea one day to take a jug, scoop that water into the jug, and then walk into town and then sell the water. Genius! I'm sitting here. I'm drinking this Glassau. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Smart water. I'm sitting there thinking, man, this water is tasty. This is some delicious water. So special shout out to them. And then, you know, some people, they're like bottled water snobs. Like, they won't drink Aquafina. They won't drink Ozarka. They won't drink Dasani. They only like a certain kind of bottled water. I'm telling you, the first individual to go out to the farmland and then scoop up some water and then walk back into town and then sell the water, genius. There needs to be a Life Hall of Fame for certain people that came up with certain ideas. That man might be a first ballot. How do we not know who that person is? I also would like to know the person who invented air conditioning. Like, we know who invented the telephone. We know who invented the light bulb. How do we not know the person who invented air conditioning? All right, enough of me. We will get to you. Let's take your phone call. Who's up first, Quentin? Who do we have first that wants to try to make the argument of why Kadarius Toney should be on the team? Ethan, I will give you 1 minute. Then I'll put you on hold, and I'll ask Quentin if he thinks that your why is good enough on why Kadarius Toney should not be on the first thing smoking out of town.
All right, so hear me out now.
Okay.
We're in a unique situation right now. This is Kadarius Toney's last year of his deal, and I think he has the most opportunity to take the biggest step in his development. And the way he can do that is they can send him down to Texas and take the rap for everything Rashee writes there.
Put him on hold.
To be honest, what, that's a pretty good reason.
What do you think, Quinn? That made me laugh. That was funny. I wasn't expecting that. He kind of got me there. I'm inclined to give him the pizza. It made me laugh. It caught me off guard.
I'll
give him the pizza. Give him the pizza. That was a good one. All right. We still got one more person who wants to call in. The first person said he has to take the rap for Rashee Rice. Somebody's got to be the fall guy. That's part of being the mentor. Part of being the mentor is you got to show the youngins the way. And one of the ways that you maybe have to step up and be big brother here and be the mentor is you got to take that charge. I mean, if they're saying that there's a 4-game suspension on the line for Rashee Rice, I mean, we can't get Kadarius Toney to shoulder that burden. We can't get him to take the 4 instead of Rashee. What if they split it 50-50, like joint custody? It's like a joint custody suspension. Maybe they do that. Hey, I hold 2 games. You hold 2 games. Why can't we do it that way? All right, let's go to the phone lines. Willie, you're last up here. We're going to give you a chance to make the argument for Kadarius Toney to stay on the roster.
Okay, first of all, thank you very much for accepting my call.
No problem.
I'm thinking that Coach Reed is holding on to Kadarius Toney is because of the depth reasons, because the unexpected injury to Hollywood Brown. We don't know how fast he'll be able to get back, you know, with that bumped shoulder. And then, as someone mentioned earlier, the Rashee Rice. At some point, Goodell is going to lay down the law on what's going to happen with Rashee Rice once the legal process is run this course. So. And then Andy Reid doesn't have a history of giving up on, although inconsistent, but raw talent like Kadarius. And then one last point is, since the Chiefs seems like that they are very serious about committing to having explosive offense this year, it's always better to have more receivers than less quality receivers that can really blow off the top of the defense. And then last but definitely not least is that there'll probably be some games that Kadarius will be like inactive, but I think because of the depth reasons and because Andy Reid is trying to give him one last chance, I think he's going to be with the team.
He needs to be inactive for all of them, Willie. I appreciate the phone call. I didn't like your answer. I didn't like your reasoning. I'm sorry. It's nothing personal. I just don't like it. I guess here's the thing. This is why I don't like it. And I do want to get to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll get to them here in a bit. This is why. How many receivers do the Chiefs need? Because right now we think that they're going to keep 7 receivers, right? So these are the guys that I think are currently making the team. Rashee Rice, I think it's important to know with Rashee Rice, the NFL just came out last week and said they are going to wait till the entire legal process has run its course before they begin the process of suspending Rashee Rice. There is still no court date set for Rashee Rice. So we can't finish the legal process without a court date. So he is not being suspended yet. So Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman, Sky Moore, Justin Ross, Nico Remigio, Cornell Powell. How many receivers do they need? And we talk about explosiveness for the offense, which sounds good, which sounds like a really good reason. Hey, we want to keep his explosiveness, and all of that makes great sense to me. Quentin, where do you think where do you think Rashee Rice ranked last year in yards per catch? I mean, in the National Football League, where do you think he ranked in terms of yards per catch? So, for example, last year, George Pickens was number 1 in the NFL at yards per catch. Every time he caught the ball, he averaged 18.1 yards per catch. So that was the top. Brandon Ayuk was 2nd, Amari Cooper, Noah Brown, DK Metcalf. That's the high end of yards per catch. Where do you, and just to, for, a, I guess, a frame of reference, on the Chiefs, Rice, last year, Rashee Rice, he was 55th in the NFL, 11.9 yards per catch. Where do you think Kadarius Toney was last year?
I mean, it's got to be triple digits, right? I mean, he's got to be, because he missed a lot of games, and then when he was out there, he wasn't, it's not like he was catching deep balls. We're not talking like a guy who was going out there and he would have one catch for 46 yards and that's all he gave you. I mean, the guy had less than 200 yards on the season. So I'm going to guess high 90s, it may be in the hundreds.
There were 168 players who qualified last year. So in order to qualify, you have to have at least two catches for every game that your team plays. So you can't just have one. You have to have at least two catches over the – so you have to have at least 34 catches to qualify, or at least targets, opportunities, et cetera. He was 153rd last year. 153rd last year. Stop it. He's not explosive. In fact, he is the opposite of explosive for this team. It's over. Stop. They have plenty enough options for their sixth or seventh wide receiver that they don't need Kadarius Toney anymore. Quentin, hit my NFL music. Quentin, hit it. All right, for this, what I want to do is let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want to talk about the Steelers because somehow the Steelers have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields as their starting quarterback and are surprised that they are having problems with the offense. Now, I could have told them this was going to be the case. Quentin, I'm guessing that you also could have told them that this was going to be the case, that you were going to have a really difficult time scoring if you had those two individuals as your starting quarterback. Somehow, they didn't know that was going to be the case, and they have shockingly two terrible options. Justin Fields was 11 of 17 for 92 yards passing. Russell Wilson somehow was even worse than that. I mean, Justin Fields was terrible. Don't get me wrong. Russell Wilson was 8 of 10 for 47 yards passing and was sacked three times for 21 yards. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. This is what I want you to do. Quentin, I want you to do this. If you're listening right now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to call your financial advisor. I want you to find out what flexibility you have to make a big withdrawal. Maybe you got, you know, some big things coming up you got to pay for. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to take as much money as your financial guy will give you. Maybe go down to the bank and take out a loan. And take out as big of a loan that the bank will give you. And I want you to put it all on the Pittsburgh Steelers under for this upcoming season. That's what I want you to do. I want you to take as much money as you can get your hands on, borrow money from your friends and relatives if you need to, and I want you to put all of it on the under for the Pittsburgh Steelers at 8.5. That team has 6-12 energy, 6-11 energy written all over. That is a 5-win football team. Have you guys seen the second half of the season for the Pittsburgh Steelers and what their schedule looks like? Quentin, this is from Thanksgiving on from them. Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati. They might lose all of those games with the quarterback play that they have. They start the season on the road at Atlanta, on the road at Denver, on the road against Indianapolis, who also might be a little bit of a surprising team this year. I'm telling you right now, get all the money that you can. I want you to gather as much of it as possible. And I want you to go right now on the FanDuel app, use my promo code CDOT, and put all of it, and I mean all of it, on the Pittsburgh Steelers under. They are terrible. They are atrocious. They are not finishing over 500 this season. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to talking about baseball. The Royals really got a shot to win the American League Central. We'll discuss it. Keep right here. It's The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. Rob has COVID. He is out for today. We'll see if Rob is going to be back tomorrow. Got a chance to talk to Rob a little bit earlier today. He said that Saturday was rough, but he says he's on the bounce back. So we'll see if Rob tests negative tomorrow and he can be back, as tomorrow is actually my last day this week. I will be in San Francisco Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then that is it for me. No more vacation days until the Chiefs are eliminated or win the Super Bowl. One of the two. You know what? The last couple of years, they just went ahead and won the whole thing. They didn't get eliminated. Coming up in about 30 minutes or so, speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, Nate Taylor of The Athletic is going to join me out here. So really excited to catch up with Nate Taylor, who is going to come out here with me today. I'm outside of Kauffman Stadium. I'm outside Gate D. So if you're coming to the game later today and you want to wave and say hello, you can certainly do so whenever you get out here. All right, let's talk about the Kansas City Royals. The Royals did exactly what they were supposed to do this weekend against the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds are not bad. By any means, the Reds are also not that good. And you know what? If there is one thing that we have seen the Royals be able to do this season, it is to keep losing teams losing. The Reds are 12 games back in their division. They are 60-64, so they came into this series under 500 against the Royals, and boy, the Royals get to lick their chops against those teams. They beat up on those teams. You know who the Cincinnati Reds are? They are the National League version of the Detroit Tigers. The Royals love to see the Tigers coming. They love to beat up on the Detroit Tigers. So the Royals took care of them. Now this week they have a series against the Los Angeles Angels. You want to know how bad the Los Angeles Angels are? There's only two teams in Major League Baseball that have fewer wins than them. It is the Chicago White Sox. It is the Miami Marlins. I guess the Rockies are also in that group. So three teams are worse than them. They are a bottom five team in Major League Baseball. The Royals have to win this series. Text line 913-586-7610. I'm not going to let you wiggle out of this one. Well, I mean, it's not doom and gloom. No. not when you were heading into the 20-game stretch that they have at the end of this thing. I am not letting you sell it any other way. When you have a team right now that is 53-71 and they have a minus 111 run differential, you have them at home the way that you do today, and you got your all-stars going on the mound these next couple of days, you got to figure out a way to win this series. I don't want to hear anything else. I don't think you need to sweep this series by any means. I don't know if that's realistic to ask of the Kansas City Royals, but when you got your two all-stars going, so you had Lugo going today, you got Cole Reagans going tomorrow, you have to figure out a way to win these next two games, or these next three games against this god-awful baseball team. We are talking about you're one game back of second place. You're three games back of the division. You got a chance to really make up ground as Cleveland goes on the road to New York this week. If the Royals do what they are supposed to do heading into their 20-game stretch where they play all teams that are in the playoffs right now, they could be one game back of the division with 40 games to go. It's go time, man. There are no more. There's very little room for error if you were trying to win the division, and you don't want to put it in a place where you got to sweep Cleveland in order to do it, or you got to win three out of four. Just continue to maintain. If you can win this series against the Angels, and you're going to be favored in all three of your games against that bad team, and then you got Cleveland coming up here in a couple of weeks. You got Minnesota coming back. You are well within striking distance and have the opportunity to do so.
And you know what's even better for the Royals? Is that the Twins are in San Diego facing the Padres, who are, the Padres themselves are 70-55. So they're a good baseball team. So you have a chance to make ground up on both of the people in front of you in your division.
No, 100%. And then someone on the text line says, we just swept Cincy, who was better. A sweep should be a given. Again, I'm not at that point. I'm not going to be upset at the Royals if they don't sweep this series. I don't know if you can go into a series with that kind of realistic expectation. It's baseball. We just saw the White Sox beat the Yankees a couple of days ago. Weird things just happen in the sport. If you continue to take two or three from these series, you will be in a great space at the end of it. So I certainly understand it given the opponent. I'm not going to come on here on an off day on Thursday and be mad at the Royals if they don't sweep this series against the Angels. But you got to win this series against the Angels. There is no room for excuses. There is no margin of error. This is a gimme series. If you are a playoff team, the way I believe the Royals are a playoff team, and the Angels, who are simply playing out the remainder of this stretch, you got to figure out a way to win two out of three at a minimum against this team. And let's move on to bigger things, as you got the Phillies coming into town this weekend, and the Phillies might be the best team in the National League. So let's just get through these next 3 days. Let's do what we need to do here. Let's take care of business. Let's be in a position where the Royals win these two games with Lugo and Reagans, and then you potentially have a chance to sweep the series on Wednesday. That's where I would like to see the Royals potentially position themselves. They're three games back of Cleveland. They're one game back of Minnesota. They're 3.5 games ahead of Boston for that final wild card spot. Let me give you some numbers really quickly on Seth Lugo, who is going today. Now, I wish Rob was here, because Rob said this not that long ago. You remember, Rob went out of town. Rob was in Jamaica for his honeymoon. So I'm actually happy that Rob didn't have COVID on his honeymoon. Would have been miserable. Rob came back and said, I think that Seth Lugo is hitting a little bit of a ceiling, and I kind of disregarded it. Well, it is an understandable stance to have when you were talking about Seth Lugo, because we are at the point with Lugo that he is pitching more games than he ever has before. We are talking about a pitcher who, coming into this season, his career high for innings was 146. We're at 159 for Seth Lugo. He's scheduled to go this weekend against Philadelphia. He's going to pitch against Cleveland a couple of times. He's going to pitch against Minnesota. He is going to be in some of your biggest and most important spots the way that he should. He was an all-star this year. That is not the version of Seth Lugo that you have gotten over the course of the last month or so. So heading into the 4th of July, Seth Lugo had a 2.17 ERA. Since then, in his last seven starts, so a decent sample size, his last seven starts since the 4th of July. So this is from July 6th up until his last start, which was on August 13th. He has pitched 43 and two-third inning. He has given up 42 hits. He has given up 30 runs. He has 30 strikeouts and 12 walks. He has a 5.36 ERA. So before that, you got a guy who was in the conversation to win the American League Cy Young. He was one of the top three guys on the board for who were going to win American League Cy Young. That is not the guy that you have had the course over the last 6 weeks or so pitching for the Kansas City Royals. This team cannot win the division. Now, can they still make the playoffs with this version of Seth Lugo? We'll see, possibly. But they cannot win the division if they don't get a much better version of Seth Lugo down the stretch than the one that they have gotten for the last couple of weeks. So I'm excited about today's game. Hey, this is the spot for you to kind of get right heading into this really important stretch. This is the chance for you to go up there, throw some zeros, go deep into the ball game, give your team a win. Let's continue this win streak. Let's put ourselves in a position where Tuesday and Wednesday we can win the series against the Los Angeles Angels, and let's get you back realigned as we head into our most important stretch. Vern has called it the riptide for the Kansas City Royals, and that is a very appropriate way of describing it. This portion right here, this was the soft spot that they had remaining in their schedule. You had Cincinnati for three. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. You pounded that team this weekend. 7-1 on Friday, 13-1 on Saturday, 8-1 on Sunday. You beat them 28-3. You New England Patriots them over the course of the weekend. You got these three series against the Angels, and then we really get going. You got three against Philadelphia, four against Cleveland, four against Houston, three against Cleveland, three against Minnesota, and three games against the New York Yankees. So this is it. This is your last start if you're Seth Lugo to play against a team that is struggling, against an offense who is currently struggling right now. That's not what Philadelphia is. That's not what Cleveland is. That's not what Houston is. So if this team is going to be able to do this thing, and it is doable, if you continue to do what you have done over the course of the last couple of days, you will put yourself in a position where heading into Cleveland starting next Monday, you will have a chance to overtake Cleveland and be in first place in the American League Central heading into the final month of the season. But you cannot do that without a much better version of Seth Lugo. I think it goes without saying, Quinton. I think he is their most important player down the stretch.
Ooh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I would say most important player, because I still think that your ace Cole Reagans has got to be your most important player, or your star Bobby Wood Jr. is got to be your most important player. I will say that he's definitely the one that has been the most inconsistent. I think we know what Brady Singer is, and we just know Brady Singer is going to have some of those funky games, and that's fine from your third starter. Cole Reagans has been the guy that he like I said, he's your ace. He's going to get strikeouts. We pretty much know what he is, and Cole Reagans has been sort of that up and down. I was just looking at his stats as you were talking, and over the last two games specifically on August 6th and August 13th, he gave up 6 and 8 runs respectively against the Red Sox and Twins. Neither of those teams are bad teams per se, but they're not, you know, heavy hitters. They're both playoff teams, but they're not great teams, and I would say that's concerning. So you definitely need to come up against the Angels, who have nobody on that team. I mean, the only guy that you could even name, you know, plays like seven games a year in Mike Trout. So yeah, he's got to come out, and I'm expecting him to go 6 or 7 innings today.
I think the Angels are the most disappointing team in American sports. I looked this up because I was very curious to see where their payroll was, because, you know, baseball in a lot of ways is pay to play. How much money do you spend? And that is almost a direct correlation of what your success is going to be on the field. Now, there are obviously some examples and some things that prove this wrong. I mean, the Mets spend more money than anybody, and they're 4 games over .500. But the Yankees, historically, have spent a lot of money. They win. Houston spends a lot of money. They win. Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Atlanta. Like, it goes without saying, if your payroll is significantly high, you buy better players, you have a chance to win. The Angels spend $171 million on their payroll. In relation to the Royals, they spend almost $60 million more on their roster than the Royals. How are the Angels 53-71? How are they so bad? How have the Angels, who have had two of the greatest players in the history of the game, how does Mike Trout have zero postseason wins? How does Shohei Ohtani, now he's going to win a postseason game this year, how in his entire time of playing for the Angels did you find absolutely no way to compete in the postseason? You know the last time that the Angels won a postseason game? It was 2009 was the last time that they won a postseason game. You're telling me they went all of the entire decade of 2010 to 2020 with zero postseason wins. Are you telling me that the last time that the Angels even had a winning season was in 2015? Quinn, I dare you. I double dog dare you. To tell me a team in American sports that has been more disappointing than the Los Angeles Angels. Bro, you had Shohei Ohtani and you had Mike Trout and you have less than nothing to show for. You guys couldn't even make the playoffs when the season was only 60 games. You still finished with a losing record and was 10 games. How do you finish 10 games back of first place in a 60-game season? They found a way to do it. There is no team in American sports. You can't find an NFL team, an NBA team, no, nobody. You cannot find one team that has squandered all of their riches more than the Angels have over the course of the last 15 years.
At this point, it's almost impressive about how bad they've been with so much star talent, because especially in baseball, you know, it's a nine-man team, but your stars will shine. I mean, this is a team that had Albert Pujols, all-star level Albert Pujols on their team with Mike Trout, and still found a way to mess it up. So it's not like they've had, you know, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout and that's it. No, there have been other times in Mike Trout's career where there have been other star players, other high-level players, and they've always found a way to mess it up. I'm just as baffled as you. It's crazy that early in Mike Trout's career and now where Mike Trout is, he can't make the field anymore, that they have found a way to continue to mess it up. It is crazy that this is where Angels fans are sitting.
Yeah, man, it just doesn't make any sense, man. It is confusing. It doesn't make any sense. It is perplexing, the fact that this is the case. Coming up in a bit, Nate Taylor of The Athletic is going to join us here. We are live at Kauffman Stadium. Before we get out of here, I hate whenever people put me in a position where I don't like them, but I got to defend them. You know what The Drive is always going to be? It is going to be a show that defends the truth. Well, this weekend, Quentin, Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles got into a back and forth.
Oh, I saw this.
And I don't want to be on Tyreek's side. I don't want to be on Noah Lyles' side. I don't like either one of those individuals. But as a show that defends the truth and what's right. So this started because, I don't know if you guys know, Noah Lyles said, how can the NBA call themselves world champions? The world doesn't compete. So Tyreek Hill fired back and said, I beat Noah Lyles in a race, which sounds like a really daunting task given the fact that the man won the 100-meter dash in the Olympics. I don't think you would beat him in a foot race, but, oh, okay, all right, that makes sense. It is also important to note in this back and forth that Shannon Sharpe, so this is where all the comments originated from, Shannon Sharpe then asked Noah Lyles if Nikola Jokic was the best player in the league. And Noah Lyles replied with, I don't even know who that is. Which is prime example of, why do we listen to these individuals? Some of you guys right now are on Facebook and Twitter arguing with people that have no clue what they're talking about. How can you speak on the NBA if you don't know who the three-time MVP is? He's the current MVP. He scored more points than any player in the Olympic basketball tournament. You don't know who he is. Stop arguing with these people. Back to Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill. So, Noah Lyles says, I think that Tyreek Hill is chasing clout. He always does this, which he is right. Oh, I can beat that person in a race. You've never seen Tyreek Hill race anybody before. So he said, hey, if you're really serious about it, set it up. Tyreek Hill said, all right, bet. Let's do the 50 meters. Hold on, wait. What? That's not how. Hold on. You can't challenge the man to the race. And now you want to do a race that. If you gonna race Noah Lyles, you either go hard or go home. I hate to be on Noah Lyles' side here, Quentin. I really, really hate to be on his side. I just don't like that guy. you know how hard it is to win the Olympics gold medal and maybe the most prestigious event and come home and still be unlikable? Some of you hate LeBron. At least you liked LeBron last week. Maybe you hated Steph Curry. You at least liked Steph Curry last week. It is impossible to come home with less than a 100% approval when you get a gold medal. Noah Lyles did it. He's the only one we don't like. We like everybody else from the Olympics except Noah Lyles. But, man, when you're right, you're right. Tyreek Hill can't tell you, I'll beat you in a race. You agree to race, and he's like, all right, man, hey, let's do the 50 meters. No. Either race him in his event or stop yapping. You certainly got other stuff you could be worried about. I know you got other stuff you need to be worried about. I hate that this happens, Quentin. I hate that they put me in a position where I got to defend Noah Lyles, but here we are.
Here's how I'll know Noah Lyles would win that race. Because when he won the bronze in the 200-meter race, he tested positive for COVID afterwards. So my man had COVID and still was the third best runner in the world.
I'm still not happy about that either. Noah Lyles was running around like he was Super Saiyan and was doing all this. He came out of the tunnel like he was Ultimate Warrior back in 1989. And then when he lost, he was rolling around like a three-year-old who didn't get his way in Walmart. It was embarrassing. You know what he looked like? He looked like Paul Pierce in game one of the NBA Finals. It was embarrassing. That confirmed I didn't like Noah Lyles. But now, man, I hate to be on your side of this argument, man. But I'm telling you, this show is a defender of truth and honesty. And when you're right, you're right. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Nate Taylor of The Athletic. He covers the Kansas City Chiefs. Preseason is basically over for the Chiefs. Training camp is over for the Chiefs. We'll get his thoughts. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.